For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. San Bernardino County has confirmed a positive case of measles in the area, the first confirmed case since 2023. According to the County Department of Public Health, the infected individual is an unvaccinated minor who was visiting California from another state. Health officials say the minor visited the Ontario area, specifically the Walmart Supercenter on Mountain Avenue on January 29th. Anyone who was at that location between January 29th and February 3rd may be at risk of developing measles, especially if they are unvaccinated, immunocompromised, or pregnant. Measles is a highly contagious virus that spreads through the air and can remain infectious for hours after an infected person leaves an area. Symptoms typically appear 7 to 21 days after exposure. Anyone who feels ill or believes they may have been exposed is urged to stay home and contact a healthcare provider immediately. Pharmacy and lab workers at Kaiser Permanente launched a strike today, joining nurses and healthcare workers already in their third week of walkouts over labor practices and contract negotiations. The employees include pharmacy technicians, lab scientists, and other frontline staff represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Picket lines are set up today outside Kaiser Hospitals in Fontana and Riverside, where nurses have been seen rallying and picketing along nearby street corners and sidewalks in recent weeks. Kaiser says hospitals and emergency rooms remain open, though some pharmacies and labs may close or ship services online. Unions say the strikes are about staffing shortages, burnout, and patient care, while Kaiser says disruptions are unnecessary as negotiations continue. California's Fish and Game Commission is considering designating a tiny amphibian as endangered. LAS reporter Jillian Moran Perez has more.
The western spadefoot can be found in the grasslands of the Central Valley in Southern California. It has cat-like pupils, fits in the palm of your hand, and even oozes a peanut butter-smelling slime to defend itself. Sofia Prado Irwin from the Center for Biological Diversity calls it resilient.
So it's adapted for some of the natural drought cycles, especially in Southern California.
But it's being threatened by urban development that keeps bulldozing over its habitat. The California Fish and Game Commission will meet this spring to discuss whether the western spadefoot is a candidate for protection. Jillian Moran Perez, LAist News.
Two Inland Empire athletes are competing during the Winter Olympics in Italy. East Vail native Kayla Barnes and Wrightwood snowboarder Maddie Mastro are representing Team USA at the 2026 Winter Games at Milan Cortina. Barnes is competing with the U.S. women's hockey team, which is currently in Olympic tournament play after earning gold in 2018 and silver in 2022. Mastro is set to compete in the women's snowboard halfpipe, with qualification runs this week and finals scheduled the following day. This marks Mastro's third Olympic appearance. Governor Gavin Newsom and legislative leaders announced a new budget proposal last week to expand health insurance coverage for menopause care in California. CAP Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The proposal would expand prescription drug coverage to treat menopause and perimenopause symptoms. It also mandates insurance-covered screenings for women over 40.
We worked really hard over the last 2 years to not only move legislation on the issue, but to do education.
Democratic Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Cahan of Orinda chairs the Select Committee on Reproductive Health. She says the proposal, which applies to private and government-run insurance, will also provide more training resources for doctors.
The bill is really game-changing, hopefully, for women of California. I talk about it often, but I had to go to 3 doctors before a doctor was able and willing to talk to me about my menopause symptoms.
Bauer-Cahan authored legislation the last 2 years aiming to expand covered menopause treatment, but Newsom rejected both bills. In his veto message last year, he committed to putting the policy in this year's budget, which he now has. But the vetoes still drew criticism from actress and women's health advocate Halle Berry at a New York Times event last year.
But that's okay, because he's not going to be governor forever. And with the way he's overlooked women, half the population, by devaluing us in midlife, he probably should not be our next president either.
As a budget proposal, the new policy won't be approved until early summer. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good day.